This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Mindy McFerrin, part of Echo Every Child. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So you've got an event coming up on Monday. We'll get to that in a moment. We've had a couple of conversations with other folks already along the way, but kind of explain more to people about what Echo Every Child is all about.
Every Child was started here in Douglas County as part of the overstate Echo Every Child program. We are here to support DHS, the families in foster care, the children, to do anything we can to help just build that community support.
So essentially create another level of assistance outside of what DHS can do, and it sounds like get people involved in a lot of different ways.
Yes, DHS is very overwhelmed, as you can imagine. So we're here just to empower them, to support them, and in any way that we can.
And this effort's been kind of building strength before it launched recently in Douglas County. It sounds like you've got a lot of different groups, different parts of the community involved.
Yes, we do. Working with United as United Partners to get businesses in our community, organizations, whatever we can.
So you've got a volunteer orientation coming up on Monday. What are some of the ways that people can volunteer with Echo Every Child?
There's several ways. Just tangible needs. We have, you know, if there's clothes that can be given or even a gift certificate, there's hospitality to thank the DHS workers for all of their hard work, let them know that they're appreciated. There's outreach programs, recruitment, making welcome boxes so that when the children come in, there's something that they have. They know that people out there do care. Launch bags so that when you age out, you're kind of got something to go with, not just a garbage bag, but a backpack with different things so community members can fill those up with things that kids are going to need. Just there's so many ways to help.
And when a child gets into foster care, and every situation's different, but it's always, probably very nerve-wracking, kind of stressful time for that child.
Yes. So to have the support and the arms from the community, just, you know, holding them up and hugging them, loving them, whether you're there in person, isn't so much as what they see that people have given to try to help them in this stressful situation.
So how did you get involved in all this?
I got involved through the co-directors, Debbie Horton. She's my mom. And I was given the blessing of life from Douglas County 5 years ago with a brain surgery. They raised $55,000 to go towards that. And I'm looking for any way possible to give back to this community.
Wow. So that had to be its own real tough time to deal with.
It was, but feeling that love and support from the community, it's the most humbling experience, and this community is the best community. Everybody pulls together and helps. There's 1,000 stories like mine.
So the event is Monday. Talk more about what's going to happen Monday evening.
So Monday at the St. Paul Lutheran Church, we're having a volunteer orientation. There's no obligation. You can come, you can listen and hear, in more detail how you can help support our foster families, how you can help support DHS, and find out, I can't be a foster parent. It's not a feasible thing, and that's okay. These families need a lot more than just a home for their child for a while. So come join us. It's a good time. You'll learn more about Every Child Douglas County and just get to know your neighbors.
So again, that event 6 to 7 o'clock on Monday night at St. Paul Lutheran on Keady Court in Roseburg. People want to find out more about Echo Every Child. Is there a phone number they can call to?
They could email www.everychilddouglas.org. We have Facebook. We also have 541-236-3174.
All right, Mindy McFerrin from Echo Every Child, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.